Molly, when I got here, you asked me a question. What was that question? Seven times 70? Who remembers the gospel saying seven times 70? Or seven times seven? Or 707? Or 77? I told her she's not crazy. It's true. Their different gospels have different interpretations, and then even different translations of the different gospels have different ways of adding that all together. The exact number isn't necessarily the point. The point is that it's a lot. Seven being the perfect number and added or multiplied or turned into, you know, a greater seven to 70, however you do it. It's a lot. It's meant to be a lot. And it's difficult to forgive that often. In fact, it's impossible to forgive that often if we're not opened to God's mercy working within us. To forgive, to show mercy, is, in a way, contrary to our fallen nature. We want to be forgiven, but oftentimes we have trouble forgiving. It is a part of our lives that we need and desire as Christians to learn to forgive, to ask for forgiveness, and to allow that to work in our lives. Forgiveness, though, doesn't always lead necessarily to healing. Forgiveness on its own is more of a personal kind of level, I think, that forgiveness might be refused, might not be accepted, may be rejected. And so healing, ultimately, is what Christ is calling us to when forgiveness is both asked for and received and given, that we live in this relationship of forgiveness that leads to healing, which is why the sacrament of reconciliation is a sacrament of healing. We classify it, along with anointing of the sick, as a sacrament of healing, where we come and admit our faults, ask for forgiveness, and receive God's mercy and healing. We are called to that level of work, and it's not easy. There's a lot of work that happens in that little room back there, a lot of conversations that take place, that people come to understandings in their lives and begin to open to God's healing, forgiveness, and mercy. That often is the sacrament in which we find healing and forgiveness for ourselves. As cliche as it might sound, sometimes we are the ones who are our hardest critics. We're often the ones who deny forgiveness to ourselves the most. And I want you to talk, in a way, this evening, this afternoon, about three kinds of forgiveness. Forgiveness of the self as being one of those, forgiveness from God, and also forgiveness for one another. And to use three different sacraments to help show us how much forgiveness is part of God's work with us. I've already spoken about reconciliation, about how we work in that sacrament to recognize our sinfulness and to receive God's healing in our lives. You may return time and time and time again to receive that sacrament, to ask forgiveness for the same sort of thing. I heard it recently put this way. Instead of saying, "Father, I've returned with the whole old list of sins," the priest said, "Well, would you rather be always committing new sins? Eventually, you're going to run out of the list and get to some of the really bad ones." So we do, many of us, commit the same sins over and over again. As do I, a fellow human being, along with you, in need of God's forgiveness in my own life. So I try, as often as possible, to go to reconciliation once a month, to to enter into that same hard work that I'm asking you all to do as well, to seek that kind of healing in our lives. The kind of sacrament that shows us healing between one another is the sacrament of matrimony. The sacrament of matrimony is a sacrament in which two people often are called upon to forgive one another. And I heard that marriage can be sometimes difficult. Oftentimes, when married couples need forgiveness the most, both have something to ask forgiveness for. Both have something to give forgiveness for. And so that is the sacrament in which we, as the people of God, look to as an example of how to forgive one another, especially over and over and over again. It is difficult. It's why it's such an important sacrament in our reality as Christian disciples. In fact, the entirety of Scripture is based on marriage. I've heard it put it this way. Scripture begins with a marriage, Adam and Eve, and it ends with a marriage, Christ and his bride, the marriage feast of the Lamb. And in between that, there's a lot of need for forgiveness. There's a lot of times in which the bridegroom forgives the bride, the church. So often throughout Scripture, there is a need for forgiveness. Which brings me to the third, our forgiveness with God. That the marriage of the Lamb encountered here in the Eucharist is God's desire to be in relationship with us, to accept us, to heal us, to grant that forgiveness which we are in need of. We come before this altar offering up our sins and recognizing that we are called to relationship and that we need God's grace to make that work. We as a Christian people look to these sacraments as a way in which we learn and grow in our capacity to forgive ourselves, forgive one another, and to receive forgiveness from God. Let us honor these sacraments, support those who are called to those sacraments, especially to marriage, and to look within the Christian community the example that we need to do such an impossible task, to forgive one another 77 times.